Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. And obviously, we got some big news regarding the 49ers coming in 10, 15 minutes ago. Jake Moody's been waived. Jake Moody waived. Anybody out there surprised? Evan?
First, you want to turn your computer off there, Steiny? What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm good.
You all right? You gotta lock in, buddy.
I had my headset on. I couldn't hear the volume. Go ahead.
This is what everyone wanted. Jake Moody to not be a San Francisco 49er. Now, I don't know. It could be Greg Joseph. It sounds like they're going to work out a bunch of other kickers. But I would say probably since the Super Bowl, and maybe even before that, Jake Moody has not had the confidence of this fan base. And I think today is just the confirmation that he didn't have the confidence of his coaching staff either, which was poo-pooed and sort of put off by Shanahan for the majority of the preseason, and no one could figure out why. But they did what was necessary, which was try and figure out what else to try at kicker.
Well, I think it's more than just the front office and the coach. I think it's the players. Pam Oliver on Sunday, Evan said, after the second miss, the one that got blocked, she said there were two thrown helmets and a lot of ticked off players. So I do think that this is something that was, I think maybe the team had lost confidence in him too. And here's where I'm at on this one. Nothing bad can come of this. Nothing. This is what had to be done. It's not pleasant, but it had to be done, because even if we get another kicker in here, which we're going to have to, obviously, he can't do any worse than Moody. You know, Moody's was, what is he, 9 for 20 from 45 and in the last his last 20 kicks? Moody's missed 9 of his last 20 field goals. I mean, you had to do it. It's a shame, but you had to do it.
Well, you can find a kicker who's worse, but the difference is you don't feel like that kicker's being protected by the team. I mean, Jake Moody, you just read those stats, was as horrible as you can get. Like, if you're a sub-75% kicker, it's like completing, you know, less than 60% of your passes as a quarterback. Like, you just don't trust the guy when he's on the field. But at every single turn, the Niners have taken the stance of, he's our guy. And he's made some big kicks for us. We're going to continue to support him. And no, that's what, like, no one wants to hear that. And so I think, to me, this is like a psychological weight that's been lifted from this group, because I don't know about you, Steiny, but when I was watching that game on Sunday, it felt like the Niners were in control until Jake Moody took the field. And then everything flipped, because you don't know if you're going to get 3 points. You don't know as an offense whether or not Kyle Shanahan has to call plays, whether Brock Purdy has to make decisions based on not wanting that kicker to step out onto the field. There's just so many things that you should not be thinking about. The kicker is a position where you should not have to think. You look across the entire NFL, and whether it's from 55, shoot, Chris Boswell hit a 60-yarder for the Pittsburgh Steelers to help him win that game. You had a 41-year-old Matt Prater making game-winning kicks for the Buffalo Bills off the street. You should not have to think about your kicker. And that's what people, I believe, inside the organization and obviously outside with the fans, were doing too much this season.
Yeah, and this was Pam Oliver's report from the sidelines on Sunday.
Kyle Shanahan expects George Kittle, obviously, out of the game. He expects to see more man-to-man from Seattle's defense. Special team-wise, no words for Jake Moody, he told me. The guy's just got to make his kicks.
All right, that wasn't the one, but she also said there were some ticked-off players, some thrown help.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's which you would expect. So the 49ers have waived Jake Moody, and we'll find out who they bring in. But, you know, I look at it this way. This was the easiest, safest, soundest, smartest decision that Shanahan could make. This wasn't a tricky decision, I don't think. I think this was handed to him on a silver platter. There's nobody out there who's going to say, man, you just didn't stick with him long enough. Like this, I guess Kyle's got to get credit for it, but the reality is that I think is there any coach or any team where Jake Moody would still be on the team after performing like he's performed in the last year in a game or so?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a third-round pick. And that's why, as much as you say it's an easy, safe, sound, smart decision by Shanahan, you still drafted him in the third round.
Yeah.
Like, that's a miss. And it's an admission of it. Like, look, we can sit up here and be happy about him being gone. And, Greg Joseph was obviously competing in preseason and is probably going to get a shot. They're going to bring in some other guys. But the fact of the matter is, you drafted a kicker in the third round, and he didn't even make it through his third season. I mean, he didn't even make it to the end of his rookie contract. That is an admission of failure by the front office to try and find something that you needed and didn't necessarily have to address. Remember a few years ago, they chose to take a kicker high because they didn't want to pay a Robbie Gould. They didn't want to go out and pay big money for a veteran kicker. And you're stuck 3 years later in a situation where you need just that. So I'm not saying Robbie Gould is the answer because obviously he's been retired. But the point is, this front office tried to get cute, and 3 years, 2.5 years, not even 2.5 years later, they have to admit that they were wrong.
Yeah, and you know, they did the same with Trey Lance, who wasn't a third round pick, but he was the third overall pick. That probably had a lot to do.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
The 49ers are placing George Kittle on the injured reserve list, according to Tom Pelissero.
So that means he's going to miss at least 4 games. And he hurt his hamstring on Sunday against Seattle, so he's going to miss New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, and at Los Angeles against the Rams.
Well, I mean, we knew yesterday there was a possibility of that. We knew it was a hamstring, and you know, it was going to be at least 2 or 3 weeks, you would figure. So maybe they're just, this is one where maybe you put him on that list to ensure that he gets a month off, and that when he comes back, he'll be ready to finish out the season. So,
It's also because you don't think he has any chance of coming back in 3 weeks.
Right.
If there was any chance of him being ready by that Rams game, I don't think he'd be on IR.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, a lot to chew on. Jake Moody's been waived. George Kittle is now on the injured list, which means he's going to miss the next 4 games. Brock Purdy's status for Sunday is unknown at this point. Same for Juwan Jennings. His status will be determined later in the week. What do you do if you're the 49ers? Obviously, you keep doing what you're doing, but is anybody out there thinking Moody didn't get enough opportunity? I don't know.
I think everyone's thinking he got too many opportunities.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was really thinking first. Okay, so if you go to last year, he had a terrible year, but the 49ers had a terrible year too. And I think even if Moody were pretty good, they probably would have missed the playoffs. Here's what I'm getting at. Then he stunk in game one this year, but like he's cost you losses, but he's not going to cost you anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Shanahan looked at yesterday, said, man, we got away with it, but I can't be in this situation again. And Moody's not going to be the kicker on Sunday.
I mean, I think it's a little bigger than that. It's their lack of attention to special teams, which is a Kyle Shanahan faux pas. Like, that's kind of what he's admitted, is that he doesn't care about special teams. And this is what happens when you don't care about special teams. You end up with a kicker that is overdrafted, that is underperformed, and that is no longer on the team. So while, yes, Jake Moody may no longer be a problem, whoever you bring in may. In fact, I'm not sure people have reason to believe that the kicker they suddenly find off the street is all of a sudden going to solve their problems. You know, it's similar to the offensive line thing. Like, you just haven't drafted offensive linemen. It's an issue. So are we going to address it? Is this the time when Kyle Shanahan is going to address his kicker and special teams? Because I have no reason to believe that he suddenly is.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a lot to talk about. Jake Moody being waived. George Kittle going to miss the next four games. What do you do with Brock Purdy Sunday in New Orleans? Juwan Jennings will find out more about. But what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. I was just thinking about it this way, and maybe I missed something, or maybe these aren't the top six issues. But if I were to ask you, like, what would worry you the most right now about the 49ers? Is it Kittle being out 4 weeks, Juwan Jennings' status, the Purdy injuries, the field goal field goal kicker situation, Trent Williams, or McCaffrey's workload?
Well, I mean, the quarterback is always the most concerning thing.
All right.
Because if your starting quarterback's out, your chances to win take a precipitous drop. But I think that Purdy's going to play on Sunday.
And that's kind of what I was getting at, is worst case scenario ideally would be he'd miss one game. You know what I mean?
It's George Kittle.
Okay.
George Kittle is the biggest concern now with this football team, because he impacts everything they do offensively. I mean, I don't think that it's a coincidence, Steiny, and Juwan Jennings' injury might have played in this as well, but the moment that Kittle goes down with a hamstring strain, this team was unable to run the football. George Kittle very much creates a lot of lanes for Christian McCaffrey and Brian Robinson Jr. now, and the most important thing that he does to me is he doesn't allow the offense to tip their hand. Because he is just as impactful through the air as he is helping the ground game, you can't, when George Kittle's on the field, stack the box or play an extra DB, because you don't know what the Niners are going to do. They are camouflaged when George Kittle's on the field. When he's not, okay, well, they didn't play a whole lot of two tight end set on Sunday. So when Luke Farrell's in the game, they're probably running the ball. When Jake Todgis was in the game, who's more of a pass-catching tight end, they're probably going to be throwing the ball. So it makes them easier to decipher offensively, I think. I just think George Kittle, plus what he does as just a leader for this football team, I think his impact, the impact of his injury is going to be felt.
I also feel like, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but it feels like when you think about Kittle, he's the guy who kind of gets the catches on the first scripted drive. Like, they always seem to get him involved early. And then, you know, he gets him off to a good start, and then he kind of settles back into the game plan. And I thought, obviously, that's what happened Sunday, because what do you have, three or four catches during that first drive? So you say Kittle.
Kittle's out for at least 4 weeks, by the way.
Yes.
He was placed on IR just right before the commercial break.
Yeah. Let's go to Steven. Steven's in Oakland. I'll let you know what mine is.
Okay.
Hey, man, I mean, right now the biggest concern has got to be the kicker. I mean, you don't know who the kicker even is. I mean, you know who the replacement for everyone else is, but you don't know who the kicker is. And this is a classic radio career fact of life. You do not bet on a shaky kicker. And this is, Niner fans are going to say this is why they feel uneasy about Shanahan, because even though he can scheme things up and do all that stuff, at the end of the day, bro, you can't win a Super Bowl going into the season with a shaky kicker. And so, like, you're good at the small stuff, but you overlook the bigger stuff. And just for everybody on this station, never tie yourselves to a shaky kicker. It's an industry murder. Don't do it. Don't ever do it.
All right. Advice taken. I don't know if I'll be coaching any football teams, but I won't go into the season with a shaky kicker. What would I say? And the question I asked is, I just threw out these six things, and what, you know, what's the thing that's maybe on your mind the most, or the biggest challenge the 49ers are going to have to overcome? And all these are all these look short term, at least for now. But Kittle's going to be out 4 weeks. Juwan Jennings' status is unknown, though they signed Kendrick Bourne. We got Purdy with a toe and shoulder injury. We'll find out a little later in the week if he's playing Sunday. We got Moody waived, so we don't have a kicker. Trent Williams, tough first game. Does that concern you? And then this is the one that I think now has to be elevated a little. And I was – and it's the whole Christian McCaffrey.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
McCaffrey 31 touches. And I feel like the question has been answered with Kyle Shanahan, that if a player is playing, he will use him any way possible and as much as possible. Like, I don't think he's capable of going into a game with McCaffrey and keeping him at a certain amount of touches if a game's going the way where Shanahan feels like it's best to give him more touches. I think that's who Shanahan is. And if that's the case, now with Kittle out, and you already have Ayuk out, and Jennings, now I do think it's imperative that you protect McCaffrey at least for the next month. And if that means just being real careful, I would be more careful with McCaffrey now than I have, although I guess it's going to land on deaf ears because I don't see Kyle doing that. That's what I'd be worried about if I were a Niner fan.
Doesn't that fly in the face of what you just said Kyle Shanahan is going to do?
Yeah, it is. But that's what I'm saying, is that's what I'm most worried about. If I were a Niner fan, is after week one, I got to start worrying about McCaffrey, especially because of the Kittle injury.
But haven't you been worried about him all preseason? Weren't you worried about it? Yeah, but like just getting hurt or like picking up an injury in practice. We're worried about him Thursday. We're worried about him Sunday. I mean, I think it's something you're always going to be worried about, whether he is used a ton or used a little. The fact that he's 29 years old and is a major component of this football team, it breeds concern. I don't know. I'm not going to go through this year feeling concerned about Christian McCaffrey, because if something does happen, That's just the way that a lot of also Kyle Shanahan football teams tend to roll. They get hurt a lot. They just do. And if you're looking around the NFL after week one, the team that was hit with the most impactful injuries was the San Francisco 49ers. George Kittle is on IR. Juwan Jennings has a shoulder. May miss next week. He might be back. But the fact remains, there were only other two real impact injuries in the NFL to stars. It was Drake London for the Atlanta Falcons, who might play this weekend, and Brock Bowers, who left with a knee injury for the Raiders, and said, I'm going to be fine, I'll be back for week two. Nobody else has had to deal with the amount of injuries so far that the 49ers have. So if someone goes down, I can't be shocked.
No, you can't be, but I also think then it's the writing's on the wall for the season. And I'm not... Again,
two starting players get hurt this weekend, and they still found a way to win the game. You yourself said that Christian McCaffrey is no excuse for this team not to challenge for the division.
That's true. That is true. That is what I said.
Well, sorry, are you feeling differently because of what happened?
Well, no, what I'm saying is I asked what the biggest concern is. And right now, after Kittle's injury, the biggest concern I have now is now they might be a Christian McCaffrey injury away from starting 1-3 or 1-4 because of the fact that they're also going to be missing Kittle, who's a security blanket, and the fact that Juwan Jennings may not play. So I just think in the context of weapons, if McCaffrey's going to miss 2 or 3 games, that's going to hurt you.
Well, and we can ask what the biggest concern is for Ross Tucker, who's going to join us in an hour. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. He's going to be with us, every other week, Steiny?
Every other week. Tuesdays at 11 o'clock. Today's 11:30. It's going to be 11 or 11:30 every other Tuesday.
Yeah, so 11:30 today with Ross. Yeah, I'm curious what he thinks about it because, McCaffrey's a guy that this weekend I would expect to get more work. The one thing that they did do that I thought was interesting with CMC is he was involved in a lot of plays, right? 31 touches.
Yeah.
But he was only on the field 75% of the time. So when he was on the field, they used him. And when he wasn't on, and then they just got him enough rest. Like, I feel like in the past, at least in 2023, Christian McCaffrey was, it felt like he was getting 80 to 90% of snaps. Whereas in week one, and maybe this is how they sort of load manage without taking away his actual workload, is anytime he's not going to be involved in a play, he's off the field.
Right. And Barrow's had all the play counts, and you're right. He was off the field for a fair amount.
I think he was on the field for like 56 snaps or 55 snaps.
Right.
And of those 55 snaps, he got the ball 31 times.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. A lot going on with the San Francisco 49ers right now. And what is it right now that's got you either concerned, optimistic, encouraged, pessimistic? So much has happened already since that week one victory. Once again, George Kittle on the injured list. He's going to miss 4 weeks. Jake Moody, he's been waived. And Brock Purdy, his status for Sunday in question with shoulder injury and a toe injury. So that's what's going on right now with the San Francisco 49ers. Let's get out to Austin's in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I just want to say, you asked this question last week, and I gave you, I said, Kittle is our most important person on the team. He's always prone to injury, and look where we at right now. He's already injured. Debo, always injured. He's gone. We don't have to worry about that no more. Our team is fully injured. I said we need to trade McCaffrey while we can because he's always injured. We need to trade him while we can. And now look at where we're at. We're a mess all over again. So it's like we're looking like the Warriors right now. We need to trade Christian McCaffrey. Just like they traded Klay Thompson, we need to trade him to get better. That's just what it is. We have all these backups for our backup wide receivers, our starters for our wide receivers, but we don't have a backup tight end.
Appreciate the call, Austin. I mean, George Kittle, I mean, I don't know what we're talking about in terms of health there. I mean, he's played the last 4 years, he's played 14, 15, 16, 15. Those are, to me, almost full seasons. Like, if you're tight end and you play like George Kittle and you miss 2 games a year, I'm sorry, you're healthy. That's the way I feel. 15 of 17 games. I don't consider that having like an injury issue.
Yeah, but that's why it feels like it came out of nowhere because he has been a model of health. I think he's only had one season where he's played less than double-digit games. Excuse me, and that was in 2020. So the fact that he gets hit with a hamstring less than halfway into the football game, it does make you think like, oh my, is this team already breaking down? Well, because our one guy that's been on the field more than most the last few seasons is the first guy that goes down. He ain't McCaffrey. He's not Trent Williams. He's not that old.
Let me throw, I want you to throw that list at us because we got it. I mean, it's been out there too long without really being discussed, and it's the 49ers injury history. So if I were to say, Evan, have the 49ers really suffered more injuries than other teams in the last 5 years? What's the answer?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give me some details?
So if you look at the amount of missed games, like total games missed by players on the 53-man roster, last year they were the number one most injured team. 2 years ago in 2023, they were the third least injured team, made the Super Bowl, so they had health fortune there.
Mm-hmm.
2022, where they made the NFC Championship game, they were the ninth most injured team. 2021, they made the NFC Championship game, third most injured. 2020, first in injuries or total games missed. 2019, number six, and 2018, number four. So since Kyle Shanahan has taken over, his teams, more than others on average, pretty much every year but one, have been hurt. Guys just go down. That's what happens. That's per Warren Sharp, and it's from social media, but the fact remains that in terms of total missed games, the Niners, yes, do get hurt more than other teams.
How do you factor that in? If you believe, I'm just thinking out loud, I mean, if you believe that it's got something to do with Shanahan and the way the Niners conduct business, that's one thing, but if it's just they've had, like, I always feel like somebody's got to have the worst luck in the league. You know what I mean? If you're making a rankings list, there's always going to be a last team. These numbers are definitely glaring, though. And I guess what I'm saying is, how do you build it? I don't want to say how do you build a team, because they have. But okay, like, they're the most injured. They've been the most injured team probably of any in the Shanahan era. But like, what do you do about it? Like, I don't know what you do about it. Do you change your habits, whatever they are, your practicing habits? Do you look at, I don't know, the type of player you're drafting? I have no idea. And I don't know what there is to this, or what, I don't know why this is the case. So I don't really know
it's
how to
Kyle
attack
Shanahan.
It.
Kyle Shanahan.
You think so?
The evidence says that it is. Like, okay, one time, two times, three times, luck. But over 8 years, now going on nine with Kyle Shanahan, this team has been hurt more often than not. Now, they've been able to overcome that. And I'm not saying that Kyle Shanahan's a bad coach because guys have gone down. Like, clearly he's proven that whether this team is hurt, whether it's healthy, they've been able to overcome that. Literally the only 2 years that they have had absolute down spells, not in the kind of rebuilding part of this franchise, they've been the most injured team in football, and those two seasons went to hell. I'm talking about 2024 and 2020. They're the most injured team in football, and it went to hell in a handbasket. The other years, again, yes, in 2019, they were the sixth most injured team. They made the Super Bowl. In 2021, third most injured team. They made the NFC Championship game. Top 10 in 2022, they made the NFC Championship game. So they've been able to weather the storm of injuries, but if you're asking me why it happened, there's one common denominator in all of this. And to me, it's the head coach and the way that he approaches training camp and preseason, perhaps practice. And look, the proof is in the pudding that it works, but it also, there's consequences to it.
Yeah, I hesitate to, and I get it, you're not saying this, but I think this is one of those things where there's got to be just a myriad of factors. And Shanahan may be one of them, but I'm not ready to say Shanahan gets his players injured, though they've had some tough luck. I mean, it also may have, you know, you'd have to go through the list and which players got hurt, how old were they, how'd they get hurt, was it in a game, was it in practice? But this to me is more of a question for like the fans, because I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not an expert in keeping players healthy. You know what I mean? And I don't know that the 49ers practice is significantly different. If you're telling me they practice harder and faster, I believe you. It can't just be that. It's got to be a bunch of things. And Shanahan's probably one of them, but I'm not ready to say that, you know, he gets his players injured, and that's just the way it is.
Well, I don't think that's his intention, is to get them hurt. I think his intention is to build the toughest, hard-nosed, battle-tested team possible. And in the process of doing that, like everyone says, iron sharpens iron. And the Niners have talked about that in training camp umpteen times. But when you're practicing that hard, I have to believe, if you're practicing harder than other teams, then there's going to be consequences to that. Again, I also think that most Kyle Shanahan teams, and this is where there's positives to the negative, I think that most Kyle Shanahan teams are tough. I do think that they want to hit you in the mouth. I do think that there are groups that are resilient and are able to obviously overcome injuries. But I just think that it speaks to Kyle Shanahan and his old school approach. Like, it's a next man up sort of mentality. He's going to work you into the ground. And he does it probably more so to his running backs than anybody, but that applies to the rest of the team. And so you're going to get guys hurt, but it also means at the end of the day, I believe that the 49ers are going to be a good team because they are a group that seems to, year in and year out, be able to overcome these injuries. The only time they haven't is when it's been ridiculously insurmountable.
888-957-9570 is the number. And I saw this, and this is referring to what you're talking about. Matt Barrows of The Athletic, he wrote, this was written about 2 weeks ago, and he was asked about the injuries with the San Francisco 49ers. And here's what Matt Barrows said, and you referred to this. I don't think there's any question that the 49ers practice harder and faster than most NFL teams, including in training camp. Kyle Shanahan wants his players accustomed to the speed and intensity required in the regular season. He wants players to build what he calls a callus during training camp. Achieving that callus comes with a cost. That at least is my theory on why they have so many injuries each summer. They're being pushed harder than most teams. That's Matt Barrows of The Athletic. And like this is where part of me feels like, well, damn, if it's that simple, then just back off. I mean, how hard is it? If A goes to B and it's 90% because they practice too hard, then he's up, right? Just ease up a little bit.
But that's not who he is, number one. Number two, again, I told you, like, yes, I think that Kyle Shanahan, if you're going to boil it down to one thing, is probably the reason why the Niners get hurt more than other teams. However, his teams are year in and year out highly competitive. So clearly he's doing something right. He's been to multiple NFC championship games in years where they've been banged up. He's been to a Super Bowl in 2019 where they were the sixth most injured team in football. So yes, you could say ease up, but if you ease up, maybe your team isn't as competitive. Maybe you get less guys hurt, but your team isn't as good because they don't have that callus that Barrows is describing. And so I think that while Shanahan is somebody who you'd like to have that type of mentality of easing up, that's not who he is.
888-957-9570 is the number. San Francisco 49ers making news today. Here's what has happened thus far. Jake Moody, he's been waived. Jake Moody, the kicker's been waived. George Kittle is going to miss 4 games. He's on the injured list with a hamstring injury. No update yet on Juwan Jennings. Brock Purdy, his status for Sunday's game is unclear at this point. Also, he's got a toe and a shoulder injury. So we'll find out as the week progresses who is going to play and who's not going to play on Sunday. Coming up at 11:30 today, it's his season debut, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. We have him every year. I love talking to Ross. Does a lot of work with the NFL, knows the game. We'll talk to him at 11:30. And coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Seattle Storm. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX+. Pregame starts at 6:30, and the last segment was brought to you by Cordelia RV Center.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.